All right, Alec, you were absolutely on fire this past week. You hit just under 400. You had 52 kills and averaged 5.2 per set. What has been the driving factor behind your consistent offensive performances?
Well, I think that now that it's, towards the middle of the season, end of the season, really this is about the time where teams start coming together and prepare for playoffs. And that just makes things easier for everyone. We know who we're passing next to. We're used to our setters. And really, I think that that just builds consistency for everybody, regardless of what position you're at. So now that I'm comfortable with everything, and a lot of these teams, we've gotten to see what they've been doing across the conference too, so we know what they bring to the table, and that just really helps with being prepared and, I guess, knowing what you have to do to go out and play good every game.
Definitely. And building up team chemistry is huge. And as we briefly kind of mentioned earlier when I called, was just, I feel like we just talked on the phone when you were named as the AVCA National Player of the Week, but that was actually about 5 weeks ago now. And here we are approaching the end of the season. So, how do you feel you as an individual player and also your team has really just, what do you think has helped grow you guys so much in that these past 5 weeks?
I guess I think we kind of reached a peak when we hit the CVC crossover weekend. I think we had a little bit of adrenaline going because we were so excited to play Juniata and play Tito and Stevenson, three ranked teams. And we kind of were just so pumped up that we came out and we played really well. And then the next week or two, we actually fell off a little bit and we weren't playing as well. And it kind of woke us up a little bit, I think. When we came in ranked in the AVCA poll, I think we kind of took advantage of that, and we were really excited. But it kind of, in practices and stuff, it actually kind of was a hindrance because maybe we weren't trying as hard as we're supposed to. We're like, oh, we're ranked now, like it's great. But then after we stopped playing as well as we thought we should be, it kind of woke us up, and we really put a lot into practice the last couple weeks, and I just think it helped us prepare better than if we had done really well after the crossover weekend, because I think that we would not be prepared for the CVC tournament coming up. So I think that now that we kind of see how we can play when we prepare correctly and when we don't take advantage of the fact that we're skilled, but we still need to put the work in to get where we want to be. So I think that's helped with getting us another good week, and then hopefully going to CVC we can still be on fire, I guess.
Definitely. Yeah, you touched on some things I was going to talk about. Just the team did have a few hiccups there about towards the middle of the season. Not many, but just a couple losses right after you had that really successful weekend at the crossover. But with that being said, you are ranked ninth in the AVCA rankings, and you're second in the CVC West Division right behind Carthage, which is actually the only conference loss you guys have suffered. So, what do you think needs to happen to claim the top spot in the CVC West again? And then, just kind of, what do you really need to focus on moving forward, not only in the West Division, but also just as the CVC as a whole?
I think that well, now we're basically only playing conference teams. In the middle, when we had that struggle, we were playing NAIA teams, and that was just part of the scheduling that happened during this year. It was difficult to figure out what we could do with scheduling being our first year in D3. And they play with a different ball. They play with not very many different rules, but it was a little bit uncomfortable, and we didn't play well. That didn't help at all either. But it was just something that kind of brought us down a little bit. And then now that we're playing all conference teams, I think that we're doing a lot better. I guess in order to take the CUCUS, I'm not sure about all the rules or whatever, how possible it is, but for one thing, we have to beat Carthage in three, which is probably one of the hardest things we could do all season, possibly even harder than winning a national championship, because You know, to beat Carthage is one thing, but to beat them in three at mm-hmm. their home court, I never would have wanted to be in that position. But if we can do that, we might have the possibility of taking first in the West. But with that being said, we're kind of preparing for the worst, where if we take second, or even if, you know, another team comes out and plays better than we do and beats us and we take third, then we have to be ready to still try and win the conference tournament if that happens. So hopefully we can pull out a win at Carthage, regardless of how many games, and then we'll see from there who we're going to have to play in the tournament.
Definitely. And the last time we talked, we were talking about how Lakeland turned some heads in the conference, being that it's the first year in the CVC for your team. And you guys just really, you just came out, you took it to teams. So how does that make you feel as a player going out, making that first impression in this conference?
Well, it really felt great. We weren't really surprised by it. I mean, we had a little bit of film on other teams, and we knew what other teams were going to be able to do. And, I mean, like I said in the last interview, we've been together as a team for 2-3 years now,
mm-hmm.
and we know what we can bring on the court. So I don't think we were really surprised by it, but on the other hand, we knew that if we didn't play like we should, we could easily lose to just about everybody in mm-hmm. D3, because it's a lot more consistent, I think, than club is. You're not really going to have a team that you can just go out and wipe the floor with if you're not playing good.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt great to have people kind of, I mean, we didn't get to schedule too many, I guess, big games this year, but now that people have kind of, I guess you said, turned their heads, we're already looking at games for next year even. You know, we don't want to put this year behind us because we still want to win national championship, but we're looking at games for next year against, you know, really, really top-tier teams that we didn't even have a chance to schedule with this year. So I think that's the greatest advantage of turning heads this year is going forward. Hopefully being able to build it into a program that's top 10 every year.
Definitely. And has your focus changed as a team overall from preseason till now?
I guess I'd have to say it has a little bit. I mean, we still have the same goals. Obviously, we wanted to win the CVC West. We wanted to win the CVC tournament and then possibly the national tournament based off how we're playing. But, you know, we came out and we didn't really know how, if we'd be able to beat, you know, a number one Juniata or, you know, be able to play close with Carthage or anything like that. We just kind of hoped. And now that we've done that, I guess our goals are a little bit closer in sight. And we are kind of a little bit more focused because of that. I mean, if we were in a lower position than we are now, we'd still have the same goals, but they'd be, I guess, a lot harder to reach.
Definitely. So, well, congrats so much on being this week's CVC Player of the Week, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.